my name is Thomas Cat.
Feed my face.
Yes, my name is Thomas Cat.
Feed my face.
Yes, my name is Thomas Cat. I am short and rather fat, but we'll talk no more of that.
Feed my face.
I'm a hunter bold and true.
Hear me roar.
I'm a hunter bold and true.
Hear me roar.
I'm a hunter bold and true. Yes, I've caught a mouse or two.
See, I brought one home for you. Lucky you.
Oh, I've got a big hairball. Yes, I've got a big hairball. Yes, I've got a big hairball. So I'll throw up in the hall. Then you'll slip on it and fall. Ha, ha, ha. Let me out.
No, let me in.
No, let me out.
Let me in.
Let me out.
No, let me in.
No, let me out.
Let me in.
Just open up and stand aside. Yours is not to reason why.
When I'm ready, I'll decide. Or maybe not.
Time to take my beauty rest.
Life is hard.
Time to take my beauty rest.
Life is hard,
very hard. Time to take my beauty rest on your brand new cashmere dress.
Go away, don't be a pest. It's mine now.
Well, I ate your parakeet.
It was good.
Yes, I ate your parakeet.
It was good.
Mmm, good. Yes, I ate your parakeet. And no more will it go.
Tweet.
And I even ate
the feet.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Oh, my name, it was Tomcat.
What a start.
Yes, my name, it was Tomcat.
What a start.
I was great.
Yes, my name, it was Tomcat. Many offspring I begat. Tell the vet to care of that.
That's the end of Tomcat.
A long, long time ago, in the land of idiot boys, there lived a cat, a phenomenal cat, who loved to wallow all day. How he wanted to stay. Though he was big and fat, all the world was good to him. And he pointed out on the map all the places he had been. How so they are back in the city of he was there. He had flown to old Hong Kong and had learned the secret of life and the sea and the sky beyond. So he gave up his diet and sat in a tree and ate himself through. with vanity.
Snoozing on the sofa when she came in from work. She started baby talking as she laid down her purse.
How's mama's boogie woogie? How's her big sweetie pie?
I kind of smiled, then I opened one eye.
Did mama's hunky lovey dovey have a hard day?
I was just about to answer when I heard her say,
him so fat and lazy, but him sweet as can be.
That's when I knew she wasn't referring to me.
Oh, I wish she'd talk to me like that.
Ooh,
and didn't care where I scratched or sat.
Ooh,
and gave me praise for being lazy and fat.
But she only talks that way to her cat.
Oh yeah, she only talks that way to her cat.
You look at him, he's just an ugly big ball of fur. He acts as if he doesn't care a thing about her. He doesn't work, he's never even caught a small mouse. But she treats him like the king of the house.
Hey, I'm a little overweight, and I treat her like I don't care. I even laid out of work, and it got me nowhere.
It's a mystery I simply can't understand. What she loves in that cat, she can't stand in a man.
Oh, I wish she'd talk to me like that.
Ooh,
and didn't care where I scratched or sat.
Ooh,
and gave me praise for being lazy and fat.
But she only talks that way to her cat.
Oh yeah, she only talks that way to that big yellow cat.
The alley cat. On the 14th floor of a walk-up flat, I used to keep an alley cat. Each night I'd walk him down the stair and waited while he got the air. He grew up fast and developed again. No sooner was he in, he was out again. I hated to spoil his fun, but I knew what must be done. So I called the cat and he staggered home with a raggedy and a broken dome. And I knew he felt like hell that day, so I spoke to him this way. Is it worth it? For that momentary something to yowl around till neighbors call a cop? Is it worth it? For that momentary something to have 900 kittens call you pop? You've been an awful wildcat. You should welcome a vacation. Just to sit around and brood and think about your operation. I'll give you one more night out to complete your education. Then the sheltered life is good enough for you. I took him to the vet and had his profile barred. And when he sat down, he said, hell, I've been robbed. He went out that night, but came right home to bed. And the look on his face was a scream as he said, well, you've done it. Now the operation's over, I'll never be the same. It seems so strange, but you've done it. Now the operation's over, no longer will I take chances with a mate. I had so many wives, I didn't know where I was at. But since my change of scenery, all the girl cats holler scat. I pass them by and hear them cry, there goes that pansy cat. But the shuttered life is good enough for me.
We had a cat, his name was Bill. He caught our budgie on the windowsill. one holy day, one Sunday morn, left only feathers on our back lawn. Oh no, Bill, you can't do that, you silly pussy, you stupid cat. So we took him down, our family pet, and we left his balls with the family vet. Well, the very next day, he packed his bags, left all his penthouse and Playboy mags. How could we do it to the family pet? Go and leave his balls with the family vet. Well, we get no postcards, no telephone calls. He's out in the bush somewhere with no balls. And he's obsessed with sweet revenge. So he eats our parrots and our fairy wrens. Yes, he's mortified, and we all regret that we left his balls with the family vet. Yes, he's mortified, and we all regret that we left his balls with the family vet. Now he's highly sought by the feral choir for his newfound talent to sing much higher. Has no more time for female friends, just for parrots and fairy wrens. No sense of humour, ex-family pet. It still hurts, he can't forget. He's still angry, he's still upset that we left his balls with the family vet. Yes, he's mortified, and we all regret that we left his balls with the family vet. Yes, he's mortified, and we all regret that we left his balls with the family vet.
We have a little cat, 14-year-old cat. His name is Kiki. That's a cute name, isn't it, Kiki? Yeah. She had to copyright it. Anyway, you can use it now. The cat's dead. I came home one day. She says, the cat's dead. She says, bring a shovel home tomorrow. We'll bury the cat. I said, all right. I brought a shovel home. Next day, it was too dark, so we waited till the next morning. I went out there, and I started digging, and I dug down too far. I ran into another cat. Had the cutest little tombstone. Had one word on it. It said, dead. Said, P.S., don't let her breathe on you. About this time, she starts coming out with the dead cat in her hands like this. And you know, I don't know if you've ever seen cat when they die. This right front foot is out like this, like they just died in the middle of a hurdle. So she comes out with the cat, and I said, all right, you finish up. A few minutes later, she comes running in with the cat. She got the cat, and I said, what are you doing? She said, the cat's not dead. I said, what do you mean the cat's not dead? She says, I poured some dirt on it and went, oh. I said, the cat's dead. She says, no. She says, take me to the veterinarian. I said, why? She says, I want to see if the cat's dead. I said, I'm not taking you to the veterinarian. Leave me alone. She said, I'm going to call a cab. I said, call a cab. 10 minutes later, she's back. She forgot the cat. An hour goes by, she comes back carrying the cat, lays it on the couch in the living room, walks into the kitchen where I am. I said, what'd he say? She said, he said he's dead. I looked at her. I said, I suspected that. She goes, takes the cat. She's laid it down on the couch in the living room. About 10 minutes go by. I'm walking through the living room, and there she is on the couch, giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Anyway, the next morning is 5:30. I'm in the kitchen making coffee. She comes running in, dashes for the phone. I said, what are you doing? 5:30 in the morning. Whom are you calling? She said, I'm calling another veterinarian. I said, why? She said, I want to get a second opinion. Well, I got to tell you, that grave is still dug out there. And I'll tell you why. She made a lamp out of the cat. But here's the funny part. When she goes to screw in the bulb and the fanny, the cat goes, ah! Every time the cat goes, ah, she goes for a second opinion and gives it mouth to mouth resuscitation. She's up to 6 opinions already. But the last prognosis, I think, has stopped her, because the last veterinarian said, here was his prognosis, this cat is definitely dead, but it's starting to develop cavities. And you know she doesn't want a lamp with cavities. Anyway, once a week I take her out to the gravesite, and I say, look, I'm going to teach you something. This is a hole in the ground. This is your This is a hole in the ground. This is your head. Doesn't do any good. To this day, she doesn't know her from a hole in the ground. Segment two.
Kitty cat, won't you city. If you bring her back soon, you get a sweet surprise. Kiss you right on the mouth and take a swim in your eyes. I think it's a fantasy, so I hope you down. My dress is kept there for your box, $1,000.
Old Brother Johnson had trouble of his own. He had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave his home. He done everything he could to give the cat away. He gave him to the preacher and he told him for to stay. But the cat come back. The very next day, the cat come back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat come back, 'cause he couldn't stay away. A man on the corner swore he'd kill the cat at sight. He loaded up his gun with nails and dynamite. He waited on the corner for the cat to come around. About a half a dozen pieces of the man is always found, but the cat come back. The very next day, the cat come back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat come back, 'cause he couldn't stay away. They gave him to a little boy with a dollar note, who took him down the river in a little open boat. Tied a stone around his neck that weighed about a pound. They grabbed him in the river for the little boy that's drowned, but the cat come back. The very next day, the cat come back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat come back, 'cause he couldn't stay away. He gave him to a man going out west. He told him for to give him to the man he thought the best. Going around the curve, the train struck a broken rail. Not a soul aboard the train was left to tell the tale, but the cat come back. The very next day, the cat come back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat come back, 'cause he couldn't stay away. They gave him to a man going up in a balloon. Told him for to give him to the man in the moon. Balloon, it busted, everybody said. About 90 miles away they picked the man up dead, but the cat come back. The very next day, the cat come back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat come back, 'cause he couldn't stay away.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain, but that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork, he's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know, once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough. Shaolin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid and a Tums or two, when I swear I heard it new, boys, and that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
Welcome to another cat edition of The Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And today we continue with our Cat Day observations. Observation of Cat Day, which was actually last week, February 8th. Mark it on your calendars. You're going to need to know this in the future because it's going to be a big holiday right up there with Valentine's Day and St. Swithin's Day. And we've heard today, we started with Alien Folklife and Thomas Cat, The Kinks, Phenomenal Cat, Ray Stevens, The Cat Song, Spivey from the 30s, Alley Cat, Bill the Cat was John Williamson, Lou Bedell, The Cat's Dead, A Thousand Clowns, Kitty Cat Max, The Cat Came Back from Riley Puckett, and Cats in the Kettle from Sean Murray. So last week I told you about my cats that are bouncing around the house now. Let's talk a little bit about the ones that are no longer with us. We had three cats that are gone. There's Sammy, there's Red, and last but very not least is Tiger. So I'll tell you about Sam first. She was a brown Burmese cat. Now, Burmese cat is kind of Siamese without the attitude. And she was actually, she looked black, but if you look real close, you'd notice that she was the color of dark chocolate. My wife adopted her pretty much off the streets of Hoboken. A lot of you guys came off the streets in Hoboken, so you know what that's like. She got Sammy about, two or three years before she even met me. And Sammy had quite a scar on her face from some sort of mishap. And also had no sight in one eye. You could look right in that eye and see nothing. It was very kind of disgusting. But she was a real sweet cat, and we adored her because she was just such a sweetheart. She was very shy and very timid, but she got used to us. And when her brother Tiger came along, she was really glad to see him, and she had a good time with Tiger, as did we. So Sammy died of kidney failure at the age of maybe 13, 14. It's hard to tell with these things. It was the week of the Columbine Massacre back in 1999. That's how I remember it, because it was a pretty traumatic week for everybody. But, we miss her. She was a real sweetheart. And what can I tell you? So we'll get on with it now. I'll come back later and I'll tell you a few stories about Red. Red was a kind of a magical cat in himself. And then we'll talk about Tiger. Tiger was the king. So back in a bit.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Sometimes it's hard to be a man. Sometimes the world makes you madder than hell. It's more than a person can stand. If your day is like that, you don't have to feel bad. There's no place where that rule is written. Just do what I do and do a web search for pictures of adorable kittens. Adorable kittens. Adorable kittens. Whenever I'm sad, I do a web search for pictures of adorable kittens. Well, it works without fail. It picks me right up. It puts a big grin on my face. It lifts my spirits from down off the floor and shoots them into outer space. Now there's lots of things that people might like ice cream or babies with mittens. But I trade everyone for a few gigabytes of pictures of adorable kittens. Adorable kittens. Adorable kittens. Whenever I'm sad, I do a web search for pictures of adorable kittens. Well, now that it's nearing the end of the CD, I'd like to thank you for all your time and your patience as you listen to my little verse. I tried hard to make it all right. And now that we're nearing the end of the song, I hope you like the way that it ends. As for me, I'll be heading on back to my home, where I'll web search for adorable kittens. Adorable kittens. Adorable kittens. Whenever I'm sad, I do a web search for pictures of adorable kittens. Yeah, whenever I'm sad, I do a web search for pictures of adorable kittens.
Some people think the internet is a series of tubes. Some people think it's made of wires and lasers and some hats. Some people think it's stuck together with a load of glue. But they're all wrong, because the internet is made of cats. The internet is made of cats. The internet is made of cats. Cats, 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 cats. The internet is made of cats. The internet was born in Japan 2001. There were not many cats, so bandwidth was not very high. To get the cats around the net, they had to keep them small. So they compressed kittens using the ancient art of bonsai. Although more kittens came online with each and every day, the connectivity and bandwidth of the net weren't great. Because the kitten numbers did not grow as you would hope. As God kills a kitten every time he sees you masturbate. Because the internet is made of cats. The internet is made of cats. Cats, 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 cats. The internet is made of cats. The revolution came when lolcats harnessed humankind to create many cats with caches on that were quite mental. Death rates from a vengeful god stayed more or less the same. The growth in internet kittens soon became exponential. For a while it looked as though everything was just fine. With more cats in the network, things grew fast as fast could be. But soon the laws of physics started to bend with the strain, as the number of cats tended towards infinity. Because the internet is made of cats. Internet is made of cats. Cats, 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 cats. The internet is cats. The Internet Cat Project kittens inspired by kittens. Recursive cats spiraled down to a singularity, which birthed a cat god powerful beyond imagination, called Maru, who appeared obsessed with box idiocy. But despite looking like a fat cat moron who likes boxes, Maru was in fact manipulating both time and space. He summoned forth the dark one from beyond the deepest past, the one who would be savior of the internet cat race. Because the internet is made of cats. The internet is made of cats. Cats, 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 cats. The internet is made of internet is made of cats. Internet is made of cats. Cats, 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 cats. The internet is made of cats.
That's a fact.
Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, dance, and I dance, dance, dance. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance.
Bad room rockets and bad dreams. Bad room rockets and bad dreams.
I'm a kitty cat, and I'm meow meow meow, and I'm meow meow meow. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I'm meow meow meow, and I'm meow meow meow. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance. Cat, I'm a kitty cat, and I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance.
I sing sexy bass to myself while I'm dying. I sing sexy bass to myself while I'm dying. Sing.
He's a cat. Flush in the toilet, he's a cat. Flush in the toilet, he's a cat.
Flushing a toilet, he's a cat. Flushing a toilet, he's a cat. Flushing a toilet, he's a cat. Flushing a toilet, he's a cat. Flushing a toilet, he's a cat. Flushing a toilet, he does not care if he's wasting water. He likes to push the handle and watch the water go down. He's a cat. Flushing a toilet, 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 he's a cat. Flushing a toilet.
Cat yawning, cat yawning, cat yawning, cat yawning, cat yawning, cat yawning. Early in the morning, you get to your business, so you can afford that bologna cheese whiz. Working your fingers to the bone to feed the hungry mouse waiting in your home. Brother, sister, dog and cat, everybody's waiting on you for a snack. Late at night, when you're back to your place, that cat's gonna yawn right in your face. Cat yawning, 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 cat yawning.
Saw you on that daytime TV show, sitting behind that plate of spaghetti. I knew that you were no ordinary cat. Haters will hate on you and make negative comments such as, that cat looks scared, and a cat should not be eating spaghetti. But you just keep on eating that spaghetti, because you will always be
spaghetti cat. I wait for you, spaghetti cat. Around the world, make way for adventure, they will be here soon. Fighting crime and having fun, got the bad guys on the run. When one caper's over and done, a new one has begun. Justin Bieber and Spaghetti Cat, flying in a helium balloon. Yes, this is their cartoon.
Curses! Foiled again by the meddling cat and boy.
Yeah, baby.
This one's for all my fat cats out there who are trying to get into boxes. It's that cat in the box, he's too fat for the box. Watch him sat in the box, put his hat in the box. Smoking crack in the box, eating snacks in the box. Now we laugh in the box, making raps in the box. It's that cat in the box.
Yeah, baby.
Fat for the box.
Yeah, baby.
It's that kitten in a box, slim fitting in a box. Put his mittens in a box, took a shitting in a box. Song written in a box, bong hitting in a box. Job quitting in a box, now we tipping in a box. It's that kitten in a box.
Yeah, baby.
Slim fitting in a box.
Yeah, baby.
It's that cat on the box, he relax on the box, kicking back on the box, wearing black on the box, sniffing yak on the box, getting jacked on the box, chit chat on the box, pimp Mac on the box. It's that cat on the box.
Yeah, baby.
He relax on the box.
Yeah, baby.
Don't fucks with the box. Smoke blunts in the box.
little kitty about 2 months back. He was the nicest little kitty, now a pain in my crack. This little kitty is a ninja, always stalking my feet. This little kitty is a warrior, you know what I mean. He's an evil little kitty, look what he did to my hand. Tries to get in trouble in any way that he can. I could give this cat a toy, but he'd rather have the wrapper. And I always give him water, but he still drinks from the crapper. You could lock him in a closet and he just won't care. Kitty chews on my shoes and he licks on my hair. Always scratching on my favorite chair and jumping on the couch. Playing in the windowsills and tearing through the house. He is so full of energy and easily amused. Kitty will attack anything that moves, causing trouble, starting battles just so he can be a part of. He's the meanest little kitty, so we named him Sparta. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight. Where'd you go? Are you stalking me? Are you under the couch? Quite possibly, ears laid back so you don't get caught. Ready to pounce my leg with everything that you got. I know you're probably watching me from across the room. Concentrating, contemplating on attacking me soon. You're not invisible, kitty. I'm gonna find you first. Come out before I make things worse. I've seen where you hide and I know where you've been. Hey kitty, why don't you give in? Even if you try to sneak up on me, I'm prepared. Cause I got my safety gear on and I'm not scared. I think I hear a little kitty under the bed. I know you're making noises just to mess with my head. You can stop me all you want, but I'm not your prey. You always seem to find me first, but not today. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Come on now, I'm gonna get you now. I've got him cornered, and now he's mine. He's not gonna get away this time. I'll snatch him up fast before he can blink. And then, aw man, he's asleep in the sink. What is with this cat? I'm confused. He's got a bed, but it's never been used. In every waking moment, kitty's out for the fight. Then, next minute, kitty's out like a light. How could I let this little creature inside my home? I gotta keep an eye on him when I'm on the phone. I'm a little afraid to leave this cat all alone. This kitty may destroy everything that I own. Look at him now, I kinda feel bad. He's the best little cat that I've had. And the one big thing I forgot to mention was that he wasn't fighting, he just wanted attention. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Showing love, that's all this kitty does.
I'm in your song, Macro in your kitties. I has a song, me too.
I are in your verse.
Oh really?
Yeah really.
Oh really?
Yeah really.
No way.
Way.
No way.
Way.
I is a kitty and I has good fun. I is entertaining everyone. Didn't used to be an internet icon till my mom got a digital Nikon. Now she stalks me round the house, interrupt when I's chasing a mouse. Waiting for me to make a silly pose, sticking that camera up my nose. Goes to computer, she starts playing, makes up something I might be saying. Upload the pic for all to see, all her online friends go squee!
Cat macros!
I have the reader.
Oh no, you doesn't.
Oh no, she got my reverb. So I go cuddling with a stuffed bear, getting peanut butter all over my hair. Sprawled in a sunbeam, swatting at flies, trapped in the laundry with big sad eyes. Licking at toesies, scratching at fleas. I can have cheeseburger, please. Mom's still doing her photo shoot. Good thing my little furry butt is cute. Sticking my nose in an empty dish, looking for an invisible fish. I has no idea what you just said. So here's me with a pancake on my head.
Cat macros.
My associates has informed me that you has my reverb. Now I is song cat singing its bridge from my stage on top of the fridge. I is only 2 years of age, but I got my own MySpace page. The silly pictures people want, but only with impact fonts. I keep this up, but for how long? Oh hi, I transposed your song. So I has lyric all my own. And I has leftover to take home?
I is Emo Kitty, I has angst.
I got your breakfast. Okay, thanks. Invisible walrus step on you. No, I has mighty feline food. You're full of win. You're full of lose. Last verse, kitty is not amused. I'm in your Thai food, nibbling ginger.
I am stealth kitty, being a ninja.
I'm in your spook house, being a haunt.
I'm in your Limburger.
Do not want.
I miss my reverb. I has a feather. I has snow. I has floor. We got to go. Okay, thanks, bye.
All right, we're back here. And you may have guessed that that was a set about cats and the internet. As you know, the internet was invented just to keep track of all the cat stuff that was going around. We started with Jacob Haller and Adorable Kittens. The internet is made of cats from Rather Good Stuff. The Kitty Cat Dance. Thankfully anonymous. I would have to go personally kill him. And then Four by Parry Grip. My God. We had Cat Flushing a Toilet, Cat Yawning, Spaghetti Cat, and Spaghetti Cat and Justin Bieber. That's right. Apparently Justin Bieber's movie is already so successful. It's been out all of 2 days now. But they're giving him his own TV series with Spaghetti Cat. So look out for that. Probably be on one of the Fox channels. We heard Cat in the Box from Jay Killa. And then the Mean Kitty song. Of course, anybody who's been on the internet any time at all looking for cats has heard about Mean Kitty. There was the Cat Macros and Lol Cats from Rather Good Stuff. Cat Macros about the Lol Cats from Tom Smith. And The Key of Awesome, Obsessed with Kittens. So that brings us up to our next cat. Our next cat was Red. Red, of course, was a big old red cat. Weighed, I don't know, 18 pounds or so. And I first met him on my 55th birthday. It was a couple of days after Tiger had died. And they threw me a surprise party down in Newark. And my friend Trish was watching over this cat named Eddie, who belonged to this woman who was in her mid-80s and was stricken with Parkinson's disease. So she was really not able to take care of him anymore. He was a barn cat from northwestern New Jersey up there by High Point. And when the time came to find him a real home, we stepped forward and he came to live with us. And tell you two great stories about Eddie, who we mercifully nicknamed Red. First is that after about a year or so, we had Lila, who was his previous owner, over for lunch. Now, she was confined to a wheelchair and needed a nurse full time. But we had the two of them come over, and damn if Red didn't recognize her and sit right next to her, as if, you know, she had never left them. And it was just a really heartbreaking thing to see. But happy, too, because they both recognized each other, and it was just really happy. Second story about Red is a little weirder. My wife was having some friends over one day, sitting in the back patio, eating some brunch. And here comes Red. He's got a chipmunk in his mouth, and he proceeds to eat the thing all up, ears, tail, and all. So, needless to say, that didn't go over too well. A couple of the women are animal rights people, and they were a little upset. But and Red decided, well, that worked out pretty well. He went out and got himself another one and came up and ate the second one, ears, tail, and all. So he was a good cat. He was an eating machine. He was a gentle soul. And right after Election Day of 2007, he just stopped eating. He stopped eating, and we knew something was wrong. But there was nothing we could do. He stopped eating and basically never ate again, lost about maybe 10 pounds of his weight. By the time the end came, he was about 8 pounds and just a shell of himself. And it was just a real heartbreak to see. So we did the right thing. We put him down, and he's buried in the front yard, not far from Sam, as a matter of fact. So, all right, back for Tiger in a moment.
Now the house lights dim. The curtains go up. And the next sound you hear will be Kitten on the Keys, an authentic original organ solo by a 7-week-old kitten. And now we take you backstage for a brief interview with our star. Good evening. Is it true your solo was performed without a single lesson? And isn't it also true that this is the first time you've played a Baldwin Orgasonic home organ? Or any organ? That goes to prove even mistakes sound good on a Baldwin home organ. If you play the radio, you can play a Baldwin Orgasonic.
Marching down the street, the kitty cat's on parade. The kitty cat light brigade is holding a big parade. So happily lifting up their feet in ribbons and bows arrayed. They've all come down from Candy Town for the kitty cat parade.
Once a year they all appear and march behind the band. There's lots to do at the barbecue and everything is grand.
The tables are filled with lollipops and cakes and lemonade. It's fun, you'll
Kitty Cat Hooray.
He's just like a happy county fair with all the noise that's made. It's lots of fun for everyone, the Kitty Cat Parade.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Cat walks down the street and says, why do I lick myself all day? Why do I lick myself all day? Is it just because I can or because I've got some Vaseline on my paws? I hate to get a fur ball. I hate to get a fur ball when I already have two furry balls. And I don't want to chase mice anymore. Mice taste terrible and they always make me fart. And there's nothing worse than mouse parts except fish breath. Fish breath. Why do I always seem to get fish breath? Fish breath. Why don't they make Clorets for cats? And I don't find Garfield amusing anymore. I can be your pussy cat. You can feed me pussy chow. Feed me pussy chow. You can call me kitty. And when you call me kitty, I will go meow. Like this. Meow, 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 meow. A cat walks along a wall and says, how come I'm so damn smart? How come I'm so damn smart? How come dogs are so dumb? I don't chase the mailman. I don't poop on the sidewalk. I use kitty litter. Oh, here comes a dog right now. Come over here, bum sniffer, bum sniffer. Why don't you fetch me a stick, you leg humper, leg humper. All you leg humpers make me sick. I can be your pussy cat. You can feed me pussy chow.
Feed me pussy chow.
You can call me kitty. And when you call me kitty, I will go meow. Like this. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Then maybe I will jump up into your lap, and I will turn around and lift up my tail and stick my butt right in your face. I like to do that. If you look real closely, you'll see that I'm smiling at you.
Meow, 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 meow.
Some razor sharp claws and his face is covered with whiskers. He doesn't have no balls, but he's still very frisky. My cat is clean, he mostly smells good. Some cultures might see him as a great source of food. Hell no to that, better yet, he will always remain my favorite pet. And my cat, so cuddly, so honorary, so furry. My cat, he's fast enough to catch a rat. Well, we don't have rats, but he ain't too sad. Cause every day I feed him with cat food. Since rotten meat is not too good for his digestion, I ask his vet about this question, and I try to keep his litter box clean. It's his dedicated place to pee in. And if I happen to pet him too much, he will reward my head with a bloody red scratch. My cat, so cuddly, so honorary, so furry. My cat. my cat says meow. What? Meow. What? Meow. When I say wow, my cat still says meow. Wow. Meow. Wow. Meow. Cause that's the only thing my cat learned to say, and it doesn't bother me. I like it that way, so put your motherfucking hands in the air. If you had a pet cat for over a year, so put your motherfucking hands again in the air. If you see a homeless cat and you act like you care, am I cat?
Erwin Schrödinger was one of the founding fathers of atomic theory, and in the mid-1930s devised a thought experiment purely to highlight the absurdity of quantum mechanics. He suggested you take a box in which you place an unopened container of cyanide connected to a radiation detector and some radioactive material. Now, the idea is that if an atom in the material emits a particle, this will be picked up by the detector, which in turn releases the cyanide. Next, you take Schrödinger's cat, which in this case is a lovely Norwegian forest cat called Dawkins. You place the cat in the box, you close the lid, and wait. So here's the conundrum. All the time the box is closed, the radioactive atom inside has yet to make up its mind whether it is decayed and spat out a particle. So we have to describe it as both having decayed and not decayed at the same time. Think about what this means. Since the radioactive particle triggers the release of the poison, the cat is both poisoned and not poisoned. So until we open the lid to check up on the fate of the cat, what's called making a measurement, it's not just that we don't know, but that the cat is literally both dead and alive at the same time. This is clearly a paradox, or is it?
Let me tell you a little story about Schrödinger's cat.
My name's Erwin Schrödinger. I say how you do, and I have a paradox that I must share with you. If I take a big steel box and put a cat within, then I lock it up again, let the experiment begin.
Do an experiment on a cat, I bet you live to regret that. Do an experiment on a cat, I bet you live to regret that.
Inside the box there with the cat, some other crazy things. They'll be in there for an hour, I'll list them as I sing. A nucleus of an isotope has a half chance to decay. It will emit a particle, Geiger counters in the way.
I hope the walls are not too thick, Schrödinger man, you're really sick. I hope the walls are not too thick, Schrödinger man, you're really sick.
If the counter clicks a hit, we'll trigger a hammer blow on some cyanic acid, that poor cat will go. But if the nucleus don't decay in the hour that I give, in that case, when we open the box, we'll see that my cat lived.
I'm gonna call SPCA, better hope it don't decay. I'm gonna call SPCA, better hope it don't decay.
During the hour, we have no way to verify our cat's fate. Will the cat survive the time, or will we be too late? And so without observation, a dual life our cat's led. Because quantum mechanically, she's both alive and dead.
She's alive, you know it's true. Revenge will be in store for you. If she's alive, you know it's true. Revenge will be in store for you.
How can she be both, you ask, simultaneously? Maybe the cat knows better, but we don't, you see. And so the hour passed us by without me or her. The cat was there, alive and dead. Which one, we can't infer.
I can't take the suspense. I can't take it. I just can't take it anymore. Oh, this hour is going by so slow. When will it be over?
Then the hour passed, and we opened up the box. We were wearing gas masks in case the hammer dropped. The cat just stood there looking mad. I'm not your experiment. Who's your steadfast friend? Everywhere you went.
Schrodinger, you scientist, looks like your cat is really miffed. Schrodinger, you scientist, looks like your cat is really miffed.
We looked closer in the box and saw what she had done. The cat had pried the hammer loose because revenge is fun. And so we will relate to you what happened next with dread. The cat took up the hammer and whacked Schrodinger on the head.
You thought that you were really smart, your cat just bashed your head apart. You thought that you were really smart, your cat just bashed your head apart.
And so now it's Schrodinger who lies dead on the floor. Atop him, his triumphant cat will live forevermore.
Schrodinger's cat strikes back. Schrodinger's cat strikes back. Schrodinger's cat strikes back. Schrodinger's cat strikes back. Schrodinger's cat strikes back.
You're gonna put them in the bowl, and then you're gonna take a bunch of crunchies. You're gonna put them in the bowl, and then you're gonna take a bunch of crunchies. You're gonna put them in the bowl, and then you're gonna take a bunch of crunchies, and then you'll put them in the bowl. And nothing else but cat food. You gotta give them cat food without any warning.
Cat.
told her she claws a hole in my water bed. There ain't no glitter in changing her litter, and I won't change my mind instead, even when her hair don't shed. Oh, I hate cats, scratching fleas and catching rats. Oh, I hate cats.
Let me take it down here. A little too much pomp for me. I'd be surprised if you don't agree. All right. Last set. Okay. Here we go. Good luck, everybody. We heard from the Pixies with Thurl Ravenscroft. You know, you remember Thurl, Tony the Tiger Ravenscroft. That was Kitty Cats on Parade. Bowser in Blue, Meow, Meow, Meow. After that, the cat song was Nuthatch 47. Schrodinger's Cat. Was the explanation came from Jim Al-Khalili off of a BBC special. And then we heard Schrodinger's Cat Strikes Back from Mark Rosengarten. And I hope that was clear to you, because I'm not going to be able to explain it to you. All right, go back and listen to it again until you understand it. There will be a quiz. Mostly, what the fuck? Anyway, the cat food song after that, Robin Raitis and Kitty and the Catatonics. I hate cats. And of course, we don't hate cats. We love them very much. Just like we love our dogs, we love our turtles, we love our hamsters and guinea pigs. We love pets. And sadly, it never ends well. You know, there's always heartbreak at the end of it. But, you know, they give us so much joy and happiness while they're around that we just have to remember the good. This is especially true in the case of my final cat here that I'll tell you about, Tiger. Tiger was my favorite. He was my best friend ever. Not a day goes by I don't miss him and wish he was still around. I find myself talking to him. It's kind of sick, but you know, he was a big old gray guy. He was born February 8th of 1990. That was Cat Day, by the way. Coincidence there. He would have been 21 last week, oddly enough. He died on January 5th of 2005, 3 days before my 55th birthday, and he had fibroid tumors, which clog up your muscles. Like I said before, it's like having a string of rubber bands growing in you, and it clogs up everything. In this case, it paralyzed one of his legs. It was going to go for the other leg, and it would have taken his bowels with him, too. So he was also in a lot more pain than he should have been, so we had to take care of him and do what needs to be done. And it makes it so heartbreaking for a thing like that, because you're conditioned to take care of these guys for you, for themselves, because they don't, you know, they can't take care of themselves as well as we can. And you always feel so helpless at the end, like, I wish I could do more. And you can't. Everything dies, and it's just sad. I'm not going to go John Boehner on you here with this, but let me just introduce the last song here for you. It's not a mystery tune today. It's kind of a sad one. It's called Cat's Lullaby by Lisa Hindmarsh, and it's about the end. I'm going to include a link to the video to it. There is, you know, something I got off of YouTube. The video is actually sadder than the song itself, so if you want to duck out early and go home now, I would not blame you. But what you want to do is, if you have pets or even a loved person that you love so much, just make sure you cherish them while they're still here. Make sure you stop and think that this is good. I like having this creature here with me. And I wouldn't really trade it for anything. I remember all the times Tiger sat on my lap purring. And he didn't really purr. He had this weird chirp. You know, it was really strange. But I wish you all the same kind of closeness with your either your significant other or your other pets or whatever that I had with Tiger. And while we're at it, I'll wish you a good week, and we'll just take it on out to the sad song. Get your hankies out, folks. This one will do it to you like it did to me. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening, and love your babies.
Hear my lullaby.